Hi, my name is Adam Pelche, and I'm the current president of the Troy Area Labor Council. The Troy Area Labor Council is one of about 500 central labor councils within the AFL-CIO. And what sets us apart from what people would consider more traditional unions is that we are a body made up of representatives or delegates from different unions. So we do not negotiate contracts. We exist in my mind to be able to take on issues of social and economic justice that may not be possible within an existing local union itself. So I look at the Labor Council as having a more broad or holistic purpose than simply representing its own members, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Adam, for coming to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. You were recently one of the lead organizers for the Martin Luther King event on January 17th. You organized and brought together many different organizations from the Troy area. What was the purpose of that event, and how is it going to resonate into the future?
I think I played a small piece in helping to bring this event together. The primary thing that we were focusing on in the lead up to the event was holding a good event, right? I mean, that was the primary goal. But I know that myself and many others that were involved in this process of bringing everyone together also have some ulterior motives, if you will, such as thinking about bringing together or creating a functional coalition of labor and community organizations that will be able to work together where there's areas of common concern to advance the interests of working people, disabled people, people of color, some of the things that a traditional labor union may not be able to take on itself. So I look at it as one, we wanted to have a good event, and I think that we had a really good event. And now on the back end of it is where I believe the work truly exists, building something that we can push things forward with.
And it is happening. In your speech, you did kind of touch on some of those social justice issues that you and your organization work on. Could you maybe point to a few to showcase some of the work that you're doing and how you are pushing social justice causes?
Certainly. So one of the ones that we've been involved in for a long time is the campaign for single payer health insurance in New York. We just in the last week recommitted ourselves to working on that issue. We also at our meeting last Wednesday had a guest from, I'm not sure which organization, I believe Citizen Action, to talk to us about a piece of legislation regarding a statewide good cause eviction law that would protect tenants from causeless evictions. And I'm in actually the process currently of drafting a letter that we'll be sending to the committee chairs in the state assembly and the state senate. And also last week, we passed a resolution calling on President Biden to cancel student debt.
So you mentioned passing a resolution, you're organizing, you're having meetings. What are some of the tools that you find are really effective in creating change?
I think that one of the most important tools is actually having relationships with people that belong to other organizations that exist for similar reasons. So just in the process of helping to put together the Martin Luther King Jr. event, the number of people that I would be able to reach out to collaborate on issues with has, it, just in the city of Troy, probably quadrupled from what it was months ago. And it's my hope that as things move forward, members of the Troy Area Labor Council and the other organizations, the NAACP, Friends of the Mohegan Talk, I'm not going to name them all, and I don't mean to miss any of them, but I hope that we start to see a little bit more cross-pollination in some of those meetings so that we aren't always just kind of talking to ourselves and instead come together to work together to exert pressure on whether it's employers, city council, state legislature, federal elected officials, or even the president of the United States.
Yeah, networking is really important when it comes to intersectionality, but yet having different groups focusing on specific issues to move forward, right?
Yes, there certainly will be situations where it is either more or less appropriate for one organization to take the lead on a particular issue. And then there are others where it just touches everybody's life that's really where the coalition and networking comes in important. If you think about an issue like student debt or healthcare, those are issues that cut across almost every single line of division that exists. Even with that being the case, though, there are certain communities that those things hit harder.
Can anybody attend one of your meetings?
Yes, our meetings are open to anybody that would be interested in attending them. One of the things that we hope to accomplish very soon as we get into 2022 is to make more of an effort to make our meetings accessible to more people. And that will be partially just through reaching out to some of the connections that have been made recently, but also possibly just publicly posting the Zoom links to our meetings for at least the amount of time that we're conducting them online.
So if another organization has an issue that they need more community support, is that where they would come to a meeting? And what is the qualifications there? Do you have some sort of guidelines?
Well, there's a couple different guidelines that could be in place. The Labor Council is an organization of organizers and activists. These are the people that have always been active within their own labor unions and also active in issues outside of their own particular union. So there might be a situation where maybe the Troy Area Labor Council is unable to weigh in an official capacity, but that doesn't mean that individual delegates who of the Labor Council are prohibited from getting involved in those things. So even if the Labor Council isn't able to take a position on a particular issue because of maybe like a jurisdictional thing, that doesn't mean that our delegates would not welcome that person into our meeting, or that the person might not be able to get some support on a more of an individual versus an institutional level.